Nabscar. Ascent from Rydal. 1,250 feet of ascent. 1 mile. Please ensure the following before embarking on this walk. That you have the right map, the appropriate Wainwright book, either Wainwright the Podcasts, or the second edition of Book 1, The Eastern Fells. That you've checked the weather, that you're wearing suitable clothing and footwear, that you're fit enough for the walk, and that somebody knows where you're going, your intended route, and how long you expect to be gone. For more about safety on the fells, please go to www.mountain.rescue.org.uk. Instruction 1. From the A591 at Rydal. Head up the steep road signposted Rydal Mount, passing the church on your left, and later the lane to Rydal Hall on your right. Further up the hill, close to the sign for the tea shop, spot the wooden sign fixed on a wall, pointing the way to Nabscar. When you get to it, press play again. Nabscar is well known. Its associations with the lake poets who came to dwell at the foot of its steep wooded slopes have invested it with romance, and its commanding position overlooking Rydal Water brings it to the notice of many visitors to that charming lake. Instruction 2. From the Nabscar signpost. Carry on up this road for Nabscar, and then up the steep slope between two signs, one to the car park for Wordsworth's home, the other for Rydal Mount coach parking. At the top of this slope is a further wooden signpost. Follow the yellow arrow pointing right. Up this road and round the bend, you will come to a stone house opposite another wooden sign on your right, marked Public Footpath. When you get to the sign, press play again. Nabscar is a fine abrupt height, with a rough, craggy south face. On the flanks are easier slopes. Elevated ground continues beyond the summit and rises gently to Heron Pike. Instruction 3. From the sign marked Public Footpath. Follow the sign and head up the concrete path to the Kissing Gate. Go through it and onto the stony fell path. Carry onwards and upwards, passing a large fallen tree on your left-hand side. When you get to a wooden ladder over a dry stone wall, press play again. The ascent of Nabscar from Rydal is a charming climb along a good path, steep in its middle reaches. This is the beginning of the Fairfield Horseshoe, when it is walked clockwise. Instruction 4. From the wooden ladder. Go over the ladder and carry on up the main path, which skirts the dry stone wall on the left and then heads away from the wall. Soon the path climbs up a steep stone stairway. Keep going up until, with relief, you reach a short flat section opposite two large rocks embedded in the hillside above you. The one on the right has a significant tree growing out of it. When you get there, press play. Strictly, Nabscar is the name of the craggy south face, not of the fell rising above it. But its recognised summit is a tall edifice of stones built well back from the edge of the cliffs, near a crumbled wall that runs north towards Heron Pike. Instruction 5. From the two embedded rocks. Carry on up the path, with Lake Windermere first on your left, and then eventually behind you. The path leads uphill to a wooden handrail facing Lake Windermere. When you get to it, press play again. This is an unbalanced view, most of it being exceptionally dull, the rest exceptionally charming. Lakes and tarns are a very special feature of the delightful prospect to south and west, and the grouping of the Coniston and Langdale Fells is quite attractive. Instruction 6 from the wooden handrail. Carry on along the length of the handrail and up the steps. The path now starts to rise through several boulders. Eventually, you'll reach some flat platforms overlooking Rydal Water and Grasmere. This is officially Nab's Scar. If your walk is not complete without a summit cairn, stay listening. Instruction 7. To find the summit cairn. To find the cairn, stay on the main well-worn path as it continues uphill through boulders to reach another higher tier. Keep to the main path along the top of this until you reach a ladder over a dry stone wall. The summit cairn is over this ladder, tucked away on the left, next to a shattered dry stone wall. Here end my instructions. Pause me now and play me again at a place of contemplation for my final thoughts from the end of Book One. I suppose it might be said that this book has been 20 years in the making, for it is so long, and more, since I first came from a smoky mill town, forgive me, Blackburn, and beheld from Oristhead a scene of great loveliness, a fascinating paradise. Lakelands, mountains, and trees and water. That was the first time I had looked upon beauty, or imagined it even. Afterwards I went often, whenever I could, and always my eyes were lifted to the hills. I was to find then, and it has been so ever since, a spiritual and physical satisfaction in climbing mountains, and a tranquil mind upon reaching their summits, as though I had escaped from the disappointments and unkindnesses of life, and emerged above them into a new world, a better world. Christmas 1954. Please take care and have a pleasant and safe descent. For more Wainwright podcasts, visit www.golakes.co.uk. For Wainwright books, it's www.francislincoln.com. For the Wainwright Society, visit www.wainwright.com. .org.uk